BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On this podcast, we conduct a social experiment on Stupid Street. I try and find a song to support the Italians now that England really need them in the World Cup. Chris goes through my Twitter and asks, why are you following them? And Dev, on Real or No Real?
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so I don't really know how to approach Chris today. Are you okay, hon?
I'm fine, yeah. No, I'm confident. Obviously, after the football yesterday.
Where did you watch it last night? A party, wasn't it?
I was at a party, yeah. In fact, I met a David Beckham lookalike at this party.
The one that looks like Daniel Bedingfield?
I need to show you a pic, because I... Basically, this was a party I went to 2 years ago as well, and he was at that. So it's interesting seeing how the fake David Beckham compares with age with the real David Beckham.
And how's that going?
He's not aging well.
Oh.
I mean, that's...
What, compared to the real one?
Yeah. He's got a tough job, though, hasn't he?
I mean, you need to be groomed for that job, right?
Because
I mean,
it's interesting. If you're once a David Beckham impersonator, you've then got to keep it up still for a long time, haven't you?
Is that his only job?
I think so, yeah.
No way.
I think he does it for quite a big age. I mean, he's good, but... It's like all lookalikes. There's something kind of iffy when you're up close, isn't
it? Well, yeah, this is never going to look exactly like them, is it? So you, how are you feeling today? I mean, I want to be here to, like, you know, help be a shoulder to cry on if
No, I don't. No need for tears yet. Just a minor bump in the road, I'd say. It's quite simple what England have got to do.
Can you talk me through it?
Yeah, I don't know why everyone finds it so complicated.
So England aren't out yet.
Well, no. Okay. There's still hope.
So what needs to happen?
Italy have to beat Costa Rica.
Right.
And then Italy have to win their other game against Uruguay.
Right.
And then England have to beat Costa Rica by a certain amount of goals, which is determined by tonight's game between Costa Rica and Italy.
Oh,
so that's quite simple.
Really simple. What's everyone worried about then?
Exactly. All fine.
Oh. I didn't realise it was that easy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all fine then, right. Oh, do you know, I even want to play that Pitbull record. I feel so good about
it.
Still don't really understand how England stay in, but if you say it's going to be fine, you're the football expert.
Simple.
You say it's simple. I love, blooming love football, I do. Blooming love football.
I think that's the first time you played it without talking over it or saying how rubbish it is.
It is rubbish. And my one's better. But I can't always play my one, can I?
No. Do you remember when you locked me in the studio for an hour and made me listen to that on loop to see if it was a grower?
Yeah, it's not, is it?
It's not. There's that one bit that really gets me every time. It's like when the song completely changes.
That's another lady. That's not J-Lo or Pitbull. It's the other one.
I've never heard of her before, have you?
No, she's very big in South America.
Oh, is she?
See, I can't unsee Pitbull now I've seen it in his tight yellow football shirt and a high cream trouser. When he did the opening ceremony.
It was horrible.
Well, no one could hear him, could they? So it's all fine.
And then, of course, he graduated as well, which is quite funny in itself.
Yeah, if you haven't checked this out, I know that BBC Radio 1 Breakfast Show retweeted this morning. The picture of Pitbull receiving his honorary degree is quite something. I mean, he looks amazing, doesn't he?
Yes.
I love him.
It was weird seeing him in sort of graduation robes.
Where's the sunglasses as well?
Yeah, is that what's so freaky about it? You can see his eyes for once.
Well, you never see his eyes, do you?
No.
It's really weird when you see them. Anyway, that was Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez. We are one. Olé, olá. And I'm Scott Mills. Sorry to everyone whose cringe glands went up just a little bit during that song. Was that right to play that today, do you think?
The Pitbull song?
Well, you said it was like going to be fine.
I think you're only going to have to play it a couple of times anyway, aren't you?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Obviously, everyone in England is going to be getting behind Italy now because they need to win two matches and then we might still be in it. So, does anyone know any Italian music that we can play today to help support the Italians? Because I can't find any.
No.
I can find a lot of ballads.
That's a good point. Is it not? I mean, what about G4 and people like that when they did the opera stuff?
Italian.
Is that heading near Italian?
No. Il Divo, are they Italian?
Surely.
Oh. Not very, I mean, it's not very kind of up-tempo, though, is it?
It is interesting seeing, obviously, everyone who's supporting England and now supporting the Italians. There's a player called Balotelli, Scott. Are you familiar with his work?
No.
I mean, when he was playing in the Premier League, he was notorious for doing weird and funny stuff. But he's tweeted, if we beat Costa Rica, I want a kiss, obviously on the cheek from the UK Queen. How legit is that?
It's not going to happen, is it? Okay, so anyone know any kind of like party Italian songs that we can play as England gets behind the Italians?
Yes.
Not Eiffel 65, please.
Yeah!
Still in the World Cup vibes. Okay, so today's social experiment is to see if blokes will do anything for girls.
Mm.
So, we've done two sets of questions on Stupid Street, just as a little social experiment. So we sent Amy, who works on the show, onto Stupid Street to ask some questions to boys. But we also sent Chris out to ask the same questions also to boys. Will they be helpful to Chris, first of all? Ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
So, will guys do anything for guys?
Excuse me, do you mind giving me a quick massage?
No.
You don't mind, or it's a no?
No, it means no, one word, no.
Ah, right, fair enough.
No.
Sorry, I work for Radio 1. Do you mind if I sit on you for 1 minute?
I'm a bit in a hurry, sorry.
Ah, okay, you got no time for me to sit on you?
Do you know where a shopping centre called Plaza is?
I'll tell you if you let me sit on you.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, all right. If you just quickly get down on all fours.
Down on the floor?
Yeah.
No, man.
Oh, do you mind giving me a quick foot massage?
No, sorry.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I work for Radio 1. Do you mind if I sit on you?
No, thanks.
No.
Sorry.
No worries.
Straight note.
Excuse me, I work for Radio 1. Have you got 1 minute to help us with something?
I'm not.
Oh, it's okay. Do you mind if I sit on you?
No, I'm at school. Sorry.
Okay. Can't I sit on you?
Thank you.
No worries.
No.
Excuse me, is there any chance at all you can give me a foot massage?
Pardon?
Do you mind rubbing my feet? Just a long day.
Of course I do. I need a foot massage too.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Excuse me, sir, do you mind if I sit on you for 1 minute?
What do you mean, sit on me?
Well, I guess if you just crouch down on all fours and I would sit on...
I think that was a great thing to do this afternoon.
No, is
I'm
that
really
a no?
I'm really sorry your feeling's tired. Why don't you go and sit on the top of one of those dustbins or something?
I take it, you don't sound keen.
No, I'm very happy. If you want to, I'll help you up onto the dustbin. It's not a problem.
OK, if you won't do that, I quite like feeling like Beyonce, like my... you know when she's got a wind machine and it's sort of... does her hair all nice. Would you mind blowing on me for a couple of minutes whilst I take a photo?
No, I can't do that either. But what we'll do is we'll go and find a big hole in the ground from the tube and you can stand over the exhaust fumes. How's that?
Okay.
Have a great day.
And you.
Well, here's my new favourite. Absolutely yes.
I love how many times I said at the beginning as well, hello, I work for Radio 1. Clearly gets you nowhere.
Nowhere. Can we have him as a regular on the show?
he was kind of weird and kind of...
Excuse me, sir, do you mind if I sit on you for 1 minute?
What do you mean, sit on me?
What do you mean, sit on me?
Well, I guess if you just crouch down on all fours and I would sit on...
I think that was a great thing to do this afternoon.
Fair play, though, you carried on. I think if he went, what do you mean, sit on me, I would run off.
They all say no, though.
I'm really sorry your feeling's tired. Why don't you go and sit on the top of one of those dustbins?
The dustbins.
If you won't do that, I quite like feeling like Beyonce, like my, you know when she's got a wind machine and it sort of does her hair all nice. Would you mind blowing on me for a couple of minutes whilst I take a photo?
No, I can't do that either.
No.
But what we'll do is we'll go and find a big hole in the ground from the tube and you can stand over the exhaust fumes. How's that?
Okay.
Have a great day.
And you?
Nervous laugh.
Didn't really know what he was on about, to be honest. Go but, find some exhaust fumes on the train.
Stand
what?
Under a tunnel of the tube.
Just say no, mate.
Loved him. So, that was, will guys do anything for guys? But we sent Amy out, who works on the show, to ask the same question, also to boys. Mm. What will her answers be? It's coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I want to hear more from that guy.
No, I can't do that either. But what we'll do is we'll go and find a big hole in the ground from the tube and you can stand over the exhaust fumes. How's that?
Okay.
Have a great day.
And you?
Very weird, specific.
It's like he's thought of it before.
It's like he gets asked that every day. So, that was... will boys do anything for boys? Now let's try it with Amy. Now Amy works on the show sometimes. She works here at Radio 1. She's an attractive girl. But that shouldn't have anything to do with this. Will guys do anything for girls?
I'm an attractive guy.
Yes, you are. Yeah, no, you are. You are?
I don't think it's got anything to do with this, but...
I'm just saying, she is attractive.
Amy, who recently went out on Stupid Street, it was a good one, asking people what they'd do with that big fat butt.
Yeah. I mean, fair play to her, because I'm not sure I would be able to ask that.
Mm.
But I think you can get away with a little more, but let's find out, shall we? So we got Amy to ask the exact same questions that Chris got all nose to when he went out on Stupid Street.
So, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Does she get better results?
Excuse me? You look really strong. You look like you've got amazingly strong arms. Would you do me a massive favour?
What do you want?
I basically really hurt my back.
Ah, you hurt your back? Really?
Would you just be able to give me a slight massage? Because
yeah,
I've got a knot.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, you're really strong. Do you do this a lot?
Yeah, I give you a lot of massage.
Yes.
Excuse me, can I ask you such a huge favour really, really quickly?
Yeah.
I'm in so much pain. Like, my back is absolutely killing me from carrying my bag all day. Would you just be able to give me a very quick massage?
Okay.
Okay, so it's just to the right.
Okay.
It's going well.
Oh, that's really good. Just a bit lower.
I can't believe I'm doing this on the road.
Yes!
So basically, my feet are really, really hurting.
Do you want me to give a massage?
Oh, if you don't mind. Okay.
Straight
in. Okay. So I'm putting my foot up on your lap. Okay.
I'm just giving a massage on the feet. Really nice feet, I would say.
Very nice feet, I would say. Right, this is too easy for Amy. We need to make them a little bit harder. So let's try it.
Basically, my legs are absolutely killing me, but there's nowhere to sit. I don't really want to sit on the pavement. Would you mind just sort of making yourself into a chair?
Yes. Of course you can sit on me.
Yeah. Are you sure? Okay, so if you want to just get onto the floor, just so I can sit on your back, because I think that'll be the most comfortable bit.
Only because you're a very attractive woman, I will do this.
Oh, and also because you're a very nice person?
And because you're a very nice person, yeah, yeah.
I meant you're a nice person.
Oh, I'm a nice
person. We can both be nice, that's fine.
Oh, wow.
My legs are absolutely killing me. I've worn the total wrong shoes today.
Okay.
Would you mind if I could just sort of sit on your back for a little bit? It's just, there isn't a seat around at the moment and my legs are really, really hurting.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's okay. That's
cool.
Oh,
thank you. Oh, you're holding me tight?
Yes, totally tight.
Oh, Chris. She's still getting yeses. Okay, one more challenge then. This isn't looking good for you, is it, really?
Not really, no.
Okay, one more then, Amy. Here we go.
Excuse me, can I ask you a very quick question?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much. So basically, I just want to take the perfect selfie.
Okay, cool.
I love it how the celebrities have all their hair just blowing in the wind, and I kind of want to create one now. So if I just hold the camera, would you mind just blowing on me? Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, cool.
Put the camera out. Okay, so if you just blow as hard as you could, just right in my face, just really, really in my face, because I just really want to get that like wind tunnel effect, okay?
Yeah.
Just a bit harder. My hair's not really moving. If you could just right into my face, just
okay,
really,
okay.
Just like how Beyonce has those pictures, okay? That's much better, thank you!
Literally, they'll do anything. Go on, blow in my face.
She was quite persuasive, though, wasn't she?
She was good.
It's like a different street. The one I walked at, exactly the same stupid street.
Exactly the same street, exactly the same questions. But for some reason, they said yes to her, and it was all yes to her and all no to you.
Well,
I don't understand.
I mean, the response for Amy was, of course I can sit on you. Whereas my response was, what do you mean, sit on you?
Yes. No, I can't do that either. And then here's something that wasn't in the little thing we just played you, but I think it's important to play. Slightly awkward outtake here for you, just for your Friday afternoon pleasure.
So, can I get your number then?
Well, it's just because my legs were hurting, but I think I've got to go now.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry.
I'll give you a more massage if you want.
No, I'm cool. Thank you.
Your back's fine?
My back's fine, my legs are fine, everything's perfect. Thank you so much for your help.
A pleasure, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
can I get your number then?
I can't bear it. Well done, Amy. Do you know what she's got that you didn't have?
What's that?
It's my new favourite word. Flanter.
What's that?
Flirty. That's banter.
Weird. Oh, don't say that. It's really crap and weird. BBC Radio
1. The Scott Mills Daily. Loads of people are saying, well, I'd like to have seen Amy try that with the hole in the ground guy. I think you were just unlucky with the people you got, Chris.
Maybe.
She just had a good run of people that were willing to do things, I think. It's nothing to do with you.
Flanter? Talk to me. Did you make this up?
No. It's been a thing for a while now. I saw her on Twitter earlier. Flirty banter. Flanter.
Flants.
Flants is a problem because that's already flying ants.
So it's...
so can't really use that.
Got it. So let's forget about that one.
No, let's not forget about Flanta. Let's forget about Flants, because it means two things.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is off to a food festival tonight. What does that mean?
I'm not 100% sure myself.
Okay, right, we need to discuss. Why are you not eating anything either?
I think it's the best tactic for tonight.
What, so you can fill when you get there?
Well, as soon as you lose the hunger, you lose everything, don't you?
Yeah.
It's game over.
What's the issue with this food festival tonight? What is it, please?
Right, I've never been to something called a food festival before. It's not very me, I don't think.
Is this the girlfriend's idea?
Anyway, I thought I would give it a whirl. And I'm kind of concerned about it because I don't know what the festival part of it is.
But you love your food.
I love my food, that's the thing. So to prepare for it, I'm trying to be as hungry as I can.
You were eating lettuce earlier.
I know. So I'm not particularly enjoying the day so far. That's the thing, it's unlike any other festival I've ever been to because you seem to have to sort of punish yourself before you go. And also, what's the point of it when you get there and then you've eaten, because then surely it's game over. It's like, say, if you went to a music festival and burst your eardrums, you wouldn't then want to carry on going around listening to music, would you?
Well, it's also like a beer festival. Well, like, you'd have to go and get absolutely wasted, do you? Like, just have a couple of beers. Like, you'd have to drink all the beer, because it's a beer festival.
No, but it's like, if you eat a bit of food and you like it, you're going to want some more, aren't you? You can't just have...
No, Lauren in Bedford says your tactics are all wrong. You've got to warm up your stomach. Because once you go past hunger, you're not hungry anymore, so you'll get there. If you keep on, like, not eating, get something inside you.
What is the best way with this? I wouldn't say you're a competitive eater, but you do give it a good go every now and then, don't you?
I can be. Did the ribs challenge in New York once.
You're a funny one, because you're either dieting on strange diets that you'll come in and I'll be like, why are you doing that? Or...
all the foods.
Or you eat more than anyone I know.
Yeah. I mean, there's no in-between here.
No. I mean, sometimes I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I could be a competitive eater.
Yeah, but your thing is speed rather than quantity, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I definitely win a race.
What you'll do is, there was that classic time, and Becky, you used to be on the show, used to say it all the time, that what you do is you thought that if you ate it quickly, it didn't count.
Yeah. If you eat it fast... no calories, or very few.
I'm intrigued about this festival of food.
Has anyone been to a food festival before? Where is it? Is it in a park or something?
Yeah, it's in a park. Oh, is it me, or is this something like off Made in Chelsea? I don't know.
It possibly is. Is Bitty going to be there?
I don't know.
Bitty and Binky?
All tactics welcome.
Yeah. Do you know what? You've really changed since I first met you.
Why so?
Food festivals on a Friday night.
It's worth a go, Mills. This is like the world that you live in, isn't it? And it's probably my only little glimpse of... I thought I'd go along.
I've never been to a food festival.
Well, you have, though.
I haven't, though.
It'll be one of your showbiz events.
It really isn't. Sarah in Grimsby says you'll probably still want a kebab on the way home. You only get to try little bits of things.
Yeah, this is the worry. A few people are saying it. In fact, Ben in Weymouth got me really worried. Might be in all sorts of trouble. Food festivals are just cooking displays.
Yes.
Nothing to eat.
All it is a sample of balsamic vinegar and a wafer.
Yeah, so you'll be surrounded by food, just smelling food, and you'll be hungry. What's this?
You know, I was looking for some Italian music to play, because everyone in England now wants Italy to win tonight.
You've had an hour.
And the next match. This is all I can find. Love Italy.
Is this really all we've got?
Yeah. I'm not playing Eiffel 65. I didn't even know they're from Italy until today.
Wait, what about a blast of Andrea Bocelli, Legend?
I'm all right, thanks. So, it's simple, right? Italy have got to win tonight's match and tomorrow... no. Tonight's match, and then the next match, and then England have got to beat Costa Rica, and it's simple.
It's so simple. Italy beat Costa Rica, then their own game against Uruguay, then England have to beat Costa Rica by a certain amount of goals, determined by tonight's game between Costa Rica and Italy.
I don't know.
Simple.
I don't understand what everyone's worried about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why have you spent most of the show with my Twitter open on your computer?
Well, it's just interesting, really. You've been on Twitter since 2009. Do you know that?
Have I?
Okay.
I didn't do it for a while myself, though.
You've got so many followers. Like, ridiculous amount. 1.16 million people follow you.
1.16?
Yeah, which is odd, because your tweets are boring a lot of the time. I mean, it's...
But but when they're good, they're really good.
Nasal sprays never stop being attractive, do they?
Okay, I've got one in my bag. They're not attractive to do, are they? Especially in public.
There's one saying, hi, trees there.
That's to your auntie trees,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, good.
Nasal spray earlier, because I've got this terrible sinus thing going on at the moment. So
really?
If you just... you can't do it elegantly in public. You'd have to hold one side, squirt, hold the other side, squirt.
Yeah.
And like, I needed to do it because my sinuses were going mental today. So I was on a train doing it. It doesn't look good.
Ah.
That's why, hence the tweet. Anyway, anything else you need to know?
Well, you got loads of followers, but then I was thinking, I noticed you follow 1,300 people. That's how many people you follow.
I'm learning more all the time.
And I follow, I think, roughly the same, 1,300 or 1,400 people.
All right.
But it got me thinking, and we were having a discussion in the office about it, actually. What kind of people do you follow? What is it that interests you enough that you then follow them on Twitter? And it's sort of intriguing to try work out your brain, and because it's something that you're doing, you know, you're actively following someone, you know, you've put some thought into it, you want to know more about them.
Where's this going?
So we decided to go through everyone that you follow on Twitter.
Everyone?
Everyone. And we just thought it'd be good for you to maybe explain why you started following some of them and what maybe the mindset was behind it. Just
oh,
to kind
God.
Of get a bit of an insight into the mind of Mills.
Okay.
Right?
I know, people are saying that I don't tweet as much lately. I've just got a bit bored of it, to be honest, but I will, because I know I have responsibility to all those people.
You've got a massive responsibility, 1.16 million followers.
You'll find sometimes that late at night there'll be a burst of them all at once.
Yeah.
It's not happened for a while, but it does happen.
But don't be worried. But we've gone through... In fact, that's a lie. We haven't gone through them all. We've gone through a lot. If anyone wants to help with this, you can go on Scott Mills' Twitter, see who he's following, and just, I don't know, highlight anyone that you'd like to question why he is.
Why I have to answer why to this.
Joanne Beckham, David Beckham's sister.
Okay, now there is a story
there. Odd one
there
for you.
What is it? She knows someone that I know.
Right.
And she included me in a tweet once.
And you saw it's David Beckham. Are you, like, following her to try and get close to David Beckham?
I think everyone is.
Right.
Yeah. So, yes, I'll admit to that.
And then there's a couple of what? Islington Council.
I know why that is.
Neighbourhood watch duties or something like that?
What?
Neighbourhood watch or
no,
something?
No, it's because over Christmas they did not take my bins away for 2 weeks.
So you wanted to send an angry tweet, did you, to the council?
I sent a, dear Islington, I'm not amused. Yeah, carry on.
Let's crack on through a few of these. The Ministry of Waxing.
Well, that speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Okay, this is an interesting one. The Wanted, right? We've noticed that you follow Tom, Jay and Max from The Wanted, but not Nathan or... Is it Siva?
Siva, yeah. I think you'll find that's because I checked before which ones follow me. And then followed them back.
Oh, is
back.
That the rule?
Yeah.
It's just interesting seeing why you differentiate. There was a few boy bands that was the case. But in fact, you follow all of Lawson.
That's because I always see them at events.
Okay. And then there's...
And they always go, oh, you don't follow me. So, in that case, if you've seen them all together, you do have to follow them all, because otherwise it's really awkward.
This bit's quite kind of interesting. You seem to have a keen interest in parts of Dubai.
Right.
You follow H.H. Sheikh... Mohammed?
Yes, his tweets are amazing.
And do you understand them?
Sometimes English, sometimes Arabic.
Okay.
But he's good. He's like the leader of Dubai, and he sends amazing tweets. Check him out.
It's just fascinating to see how your mind works.
Sheikh Mohammed.
The kind of people that interest you. And then I noticed, is it Angela Rayola and Rene Grazinio?
Yes, that's Big Ange from the TV show Mob Wives.
You follow a large number of the Mob Wives.
Yeah, they're incredible. And that's Renee Graziano, another Mob Wife on the TV series on VH1 in America. If you're not aware of Big Ange, look her up. Just type in Big Ange to any search engine. You will be amazed. Look at the images first.
So it's just a fascinating insight, isn't it? Sandy Beals.
When I went to America, I actually went to Big Ange's bar. She owns a bar
in
Staten Island in New York. And I went there.
Yeah.
It's in the show.
I'm going to continue doing this research just because I think it does give everyone out there a real insight into Scott Mills' mind.
Into my mind, definitely.
What he's interested in. Let's learn some stuff about him. If you want to help, you can go on his Twitter and do some research for me.
Why do I follow Legoland Windsor, says Jacob in Leicester.
It is just weird seeing where you've been.
I don't have an answer to that one. Why do I follow IKEA? That's a long story. I don't want to go into it, but it was about a bed. It's from Jamie in Wickham. Well, the producer's now looking at pictures of Big Ange. Isn't she great? Have you looked at her? Wow.
Anyway.
Okay. Anything else that you want to know about my personal life or who I follow and why on Twitter, that I've probably got an answer for you. I don't know about Legoland Windsor. I don't.
I'm
I've never been there.
Research.
Never been there. Okay, thanks for that. I quite enjoyed it. Oh, loads of people looking at Big Ange now. She needs more followers. Follow her. She's brilliant. Watch videos of her. I do all the time. Obsessed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember a while ago we were talking about when it's really awkward if some pop stars or celebrities are interviewed by, let's say, European reporters because English isn't always their first language. And if it's someone that can be a little bit tricky to interview anyway, the results can be massively cringe. The cringe gowns will flare up. I don't know why, but I was looking at a video earlier and it linked me to this other one, and it was Lord being interviewed by some German TV reporter, and it was literally, like, there were so many silences and awkward moments.
Oh, were there?
And I'm on the look for more of these, maybe. So if you want to email me anything you've seen where it's, like, a pop star that we know but interviewed maybe by a European or an American interviewer and it just feels like, oh, God, like, really awful, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It was when I went to Sweden, do you remember, and I was telling you about that, that was Lord as well. She was being interviewed on Swedish TV.
Mm.
It didn't go well at all. Let me know.
This does happen a lot because foreign journalists will, like, word things sometimes really blunt.
Yeah. They don't have any kind of idea of what you, like, how far you can push it sometimes. Or sometimes the tenses are wrong, or, like, they don't mean to be, like, but they feel like they're being rude. The artist feels like they're being rude.
Yeah, there was one I saw with One Direction where there was this lady interviewing them and she was asking quite graphic questions about their girlfriends.
Yes.
Like, really blunt and to the point. And you see them kind of going,
like, and here we probably wouldn't ask it because we'd be too afraid of what the reaction would be. There, anything goes. Let me know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Shout out to Laura for doing another awkward one on German TV just this week.
Loads of people have been going through your Twitter now, finding out other people that you follow. It's fascinating, this.
Go on, then.
Lisa Scott Lee.
Yes, amazing. Steps.
Used to be in Steps.
Yeah, love her.
Now there's Gatwick Airport.
She's in Dubai. Gatwick Airport. Yeah, had a problem once with an airline. Can't go into it. Had a rant at the time.
A lot of your Twitter followers, people that you've ranted at.
Yes.
There's one S Club Junior here called Aaron.
Aaron Renfrey.
That's the one.
Yeah, worked with him on Extra Factor.
This is a fascinating one someone's found. And excuse the pronunciation. Jan Gronros.
Oh.
Is a Finnish breakfast DJ.
I know who that is. That is the boyfriend of last year's Finland Eurovision Song Contest entry.
So why?
Krista Siegfried with her song Marry Me, brackets Ding Dong.
And you follow him?
Yeah, because
why?
I met him after Eurovision last year, met him in the bar. She was there in a wedding dress. See? You know Ding Dong Woman?
Right.
That's
you follow the boyfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you follow Ding Dong Woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
He asked me to follow him on Twitter.
And odd one this for you. I'll make this the final one, probably. You follow Paul the Octopus.
Do I?
Yes, you do. Which is...
Who?
Paul the Octopus. I can believe it.
But why do I follow him?
I don't know.
I have no explanation for that. All the others, I'm straight back at you, aren't
I? Yeah.
Yep, here's why. No idea, mate. Well, how long ago was that?
Someone says, who makes cheese on toast in the oven? Good point, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Grill will work as well.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Well, Sam, what's going on here? Is there a follow-up single, by the way?
What, to Hearts Upon Our Sleeve?
Yes.
I'm not sure, Dev. I'm not sure that's what the nation wants.
I want that. That's what I want.
You want it?
Yeah.
Maybe the rap could be, like, longer than 10 seconds this time.
Yeah.
Initially, it was supposed to be 30, but I was like... I think that's a little bit too much for people to cope with.
Will you be bringing it back, like, three lines? You know, 96 and 98 version?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'll be wheeling out, like, at least twice more, yeah.
Fair enough.
Is it going to be a little bit like when people see John Barnes and they're like, do the rap for the next...
That's what I would like, yes.
Where are you DJing tonight?
Durham.
Do the rap.
Do the rap. Do the rap.
Shall I play the song and do the rap?
Got him.
Okay, so it's time for Real or No Real with Dev.
All right.
Dev's got loads. I've got loads of tickets, or not a few tickets to Glastonbury.
We have tickets for Glastonbury this weekend,
and that's tomorrow morning from 8 o'clock. Wake up with Dev tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Can we say from 7? Because if you say from 8, then people will miss a whole hour of me.
Yeah, so but no, it is from 8 that no, you're doing no. the tickets.
Yeah, but you got, listen from 7, right?
But Dev's on from 7. I mean, some people might do that.
Listen from 7 if you want.
Listen from 7 and the Glasgow tickets start at 8.
Yeah, there we go.
And here's Real or No Real.
The American singer and actress Ariana Grande, when being introduced to journalists for TV or radio interviews, says without fail that her name is Grande like a mocker.
You do. I like that when people have a kind of odd last name and they feel the need to give the description in a way which helps them. You know, but they repeat it over and over again.
Grande, like a marker. It's a good way to remember it, though, isn't it? Good way to remember it.
That's good. I get that quite a lot because I think my name's so short, people don't get it. Like, almost every time without fail, if I order a pizza, get a cab. So, what's the name? Oh, it's Dev, D-E-V, Dev. What's that? Dave? Sure, why not? Yeah.
Just put Dave, it's fine.
Yeah, so I don't care.
So, like, what is your actual long name? You don't have to tell me on it. Because it's like an industry secret.
It's not a secret. This is
Dev a stage name?
No. Dev is actually like a family nickname.
Okay.
Which is why it's quite weird when people that I don't know say, oh, Dev, because to me that's like, oh, you must know me if you call me Dev.
But I've worked with you for years now, Dev. I've never even questioned it until this point.
It's weird, isn't it? Should we just leave it?
Have you got a surname?
No, just christened Dev.
Okay.
Well, one there syllable. Is
then. That's fair enough.
So Ariana Grande, like a mocker, real or no real? That's like what she says to everyone that'll listen.
Well, this will help with this. Is it actually Grande or Grand?
It's Grande.
It's definitely right. Grande.
Okay. I can believe this. I'm going to say real.
Yeah. I can see her saying that. It's quite an up-to-date reference, isn't it? I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh! Should have gone against the grain.
And next?
In 1969, the BBC began a TV show reviewing vacations. It was called Holiday 69.
Oh, wow.
It says before the days of Wish You Were Here.
I'm imagining.
Is that still on, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
For a while.
A holiday show's still on a lot. Nah, there was a sort of boom.
You can't really get
there?
Away with that anymore, can you?
No. And also, when you used to watch it, it was like, and for you and the family, this trip to Croatia is only £10,789. Yeah. Like, how much?
Did they not do two options? Like,
no.
If you want to spend £5,000 on a trip to the Seychelles.
They were always really expensive holidays.
My favourite's the one, is it called Something Down Under? Or so, it's something like that. And it's where they get a British family, they go to Australia to look around some houses there.
And then they don't buy them.
And then they have to make a decision by showing what flag they're going to choose. And I kind of think, hang on a minute. Where's the jeopardy in that? And then they choose Britain. You think that you've just wasted half an hour of your life watching someone have a holiday.
No, it's worse when they go to Australia. It's a whole hour and they're like, oh, we're going to relocate here. We really like Australia. We went once to Melbourne and once to Sydney. We really enjoy it. And so we're going to move there. And then you see Dave and Pam go and do their thing. They find a house in Sydney. Oh, it's lovely. We're just about 5 minutes from the Opera House. And then, like, 55 minutes in, it's like Dave and Pam have decided to stay in Solihull.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the point of me watching that then for the whole hour? I bought into that completely.
Yeah. Every single episode.
Yeah. Do you know what is good though? Holiday Showdown. That's my that is my favourite.
They
one.
Need to bring that back. It's not on anymore.
Is it not?
Yeah, where you get
two families who go on holidays that both each other would hate.
Yeah. So you get like a family from Cheshire going to like Bognor. On a bargain break.
Yeah.
And then you get like a family from, I don't know, Bradford, and they have to go to the Seychelles and it just doesn't work.
Or it's like some made in Chelsea's really posh, prim, proper family having to go to Cavos.
Yeah.
It's that kind of
it's
thing.
Brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Amazing to see.
Where did they used to show that?
ITV2.
Oh, I got to bring that back.
Holiday 69. Was that one on the BBC?
I think it might have been one. I'm going to say real.
Nah, definitely not real.
That one is real.
Oh, come on!
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Holiday 69 was followed by Holiday 70 and Holiday 71 and so on. Ask your grandparents if they were fans of Holiday 69 back in the day.
Rather not.
And next.
There was a large surge in electricity use across Britain yesterday morning, which has been blamed on the country going to make a coffee en masse when Facebook went down.
Oh yeah, it's always hard when Facebook goes down, isn't it? Everyone seems to go mad.
Yesterday, it was like 20 minutes. Can we all just calm down? Like, maybe you want to speak to each other for a change.
It is kind of weird how it works, though. Like, if Facebook goes down, even if you haven't been on it, say, all evening, it's been a few hours, but you notice it's gone down, you find yourself, if you were saying me, refreshing it.
But why?
Like, just want to know that this is going to come back.
I've been on Facebook now for 2 years. Can I just say?
2 years off Facebook.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Thank you.
Never went on it.
Solitary clap. Thank you. It's amazing, honestly.
I know.
Your life changes. It really does. What, you start realising. I log in every now and then just to see what I'm missing out on. Does that count?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's that temporary. I'll be back. Yeah. It's just now. It's just people just showing off, isn't it, about their lives. Look, it's me on holiday. Oh, look at my kid. You don't care about.
I've
not been on it. It's very liberating.
But was there a power surge because Facebook went down?
And why are they saying that would be? Because of all the coffees that had to be... No,
it won't just be coffee,
odd, though. That's a really odd thing to do. If Facebook goes down, the first thing I don't do is have a coffee.
What do you do in its place? Because, I mean, you're addicted.
I'm going to say no real.
Something would have happened. Maybe not just because of... Use power anyway to, like, turn your laptop or your PC or whatever. I'm going to say real, though. It sounds, like, weird enough to happen.
That one is no real.
Oh, Dev, you're having a shocker.
God.
But... There is a power surge at half-time during every England football match.
Ah, there it is.
The people from the Lecky have whole power stations that they only turn on when there's a national coffee break, like at the end of EastEnders.
Wow.
Or Holiday Showdown.
Love that.
Not so much. And what about this?
The Central American countries of El Salvador and Honduras fell out so badly during their World Cup qualifying match in 1969 that they went to war.
Oh, my word.
Football would make people do that, though, wouldn't it?
Bit extreme. It's just a game.
Yeah. Well, it seems a bit of an extreme thing to do because of the result of a football match.
Mm.
Dev, what are you saying? You saying real
or
no real?
In danger of sounding a little bit out of touch, I don't really know what's going on. No, it's quite rough down there, isn't it? Those two countries. Quite a hot spot.
Yeah.
Out of any sport or anything in the world that could make two people who would normally love and get along with each other go to war, I reckon football's one of them. Mm. So I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
That one's real.
Yes. Not yes for the war, just yes, I got it.
Yay.
Right.
Yeah. It was the qualifier for World Cup 1970. A riot broke out after the match, led to a full-on war between the two countries.
Whoa.
It was actually called the Football War.
Oh, come on, guys, let's just get along, you know?
If you don't believe me that the Football War happened, look it up.
Play extra time or something.
How were you last night after England messed up a bit?
I was all right, because I told you, really confident.
Oh, of course, because it's really simple now, isn't it?
It's really
what
simple.
Is it? What do they have to do again?
I told you, I don't know why everyone's getting so, like, sort of...
There is hope, Dev, listen.
Yeah. Italy have to beat Costa Rica.
Right.
And then Italy have to win their other game against Uruguay. Right.
Easy.
And then England have to beat Costa Rica by a certain amount of goals, which is determined by tonight's game between Costa Rica and Italy.
What could be simpler than that?
All right, so there's light at the end of this tunnel.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Dev got 10.
Yes. Right, thanks for coming on, Dev. Remember, tickets tomorrow morning.
7 a.m.
From 7 a.m. with Dev. If you want to go to Glastonbury next weekend, make sure you got his show on BBC Radio 1. Those were the best bits of Friday's show. Remember, you can search Scott Mills Daily and get all the previous shows for the past week as well. We're back on Radio 1 Monday at 1 o'clock with the return of the Homes Under the Hammer game.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.